This is a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Legacy Estate Planning with Stephen Waltar.
And welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. I am here with Mr. Stephen Waltar, estate planning attorney of Legacy Estate Planning. And Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You know, how did you get into what you do? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah. I went to school at Seattle Pacific University, majored in English and religion. That wasn't wonderfully practical. I went back to Princeton Seminary because I thought I wanted to be a pastor or a teacher. Worked in a couple churches, didn't feel that high sense of call. I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to tell people. So I thought, you know, let's just figure out my faith and calling. I went and worked in a law firm, and I did actually, you know, graduated from law school and did divorce law, did personal injury package, did a whole bunch of stuff. And when my mother-in-law died, they were clueless. They had a will, they had a bypass trust. They were kind of sophisticated, you know. They had a condo in Sun Valley and a place here in Crystal Mountain. He had a dental practice for 41 years right in Wedgwood. Glenna had been a buyer for Nordstrom, had a real estate license, but they, when death occurred, they didn't, you know, they had a will, but they didn't know what to do. So I did their probate.
Wow.
I also did their 706 estate tax return. And what I found is, you know, of course I knew this family, but they didn't know the legal hoops to jump through. They're dealing with death and grief and loss, and, you know, cancer came back and took Glenna. Mm-hmm. And so when I finished up with them, I realized, my gosh, I've got the mind of an attorney and the heart of a pastor. That is estate planning. And
it
so
is.
I left the firm that I was at, and all I've done is estate planning ever since.
That's amazing, Steve. And, you know, it's so funny because so many of us that are in this work, we all have a personal story that gets us there.
Right.
I think that we are all people that our hearts kind of lead us in that direction. Most of us do anyway. And I would certainly include you in that circle. I know you to be somebody of probably one of the most highest integrity people I've ever met. And it's such an honor to know you pretty well, I think, and having you here on the program. But, you know, obviously you've been in estate planning for a long time and you're such a, you know, wonderful service to this community. If I were going to call you and for a consultation, what would I experience?
What we really try to do is figure out how we can be of most help to someone. So someone calls, hey, do you give a consult or do I need a will or a trust? And I say, absolutely, come on in, but why don't you complete a questionnaire? Just because when you come in, I want to spend my time asking you what's going on. Tell me about the kids. Are you concerned about anything? I want to ask a lot of nosy questions to make sure I understand the person's situation,
sure,
their goals, their values. And if they want to then show me what they've done so far, hey, I started a will or I downloaded a power of attorney. Once I've got the right lens to understand their assets, their estate, their goals, then I can look at that and I can say, honestly, this misses the mark.
Right.
Or this is fine, but you need these other, you know, four documents or something like that. So I just want to help people, but I'm an attorney. I've got to be kind of thorough and detailed. So I just ask people to spend a little time getting organized with the questionnaire.
Right.
And then I'm happy to provide, you know, up to a free hour consult to just ask my questions, figure out what's important, and usually within that first hour, we can figure out what plan fits their needs.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably many options. It's not like it's a cut and dried situation.
Not everyone needs the same thing.
I'm sure you're going to have scenarios that you're going to give somebody, well, you could go this route or you could go this route, depending on what's the best fit. But collaboratively, you'll come to some great solutions.
One of the most interesting stories for me is I thought I was a great listener. I really did. I thought that I had a good idea making sure that I knew how to make sure that I was doing what the client said. But I was at another advisor's office, and I was finishing my notes on a will plan for this couple. And the wife said, how come some people want a living trust? And I said, well, some people are worried about, you know, probate. Well, we're worried about probate. Well, some people are worried about, you know, this, that, and the other. And after like five statements in a row, I said, would you prefer a living trust? And she said, yes. And
my
I realized
goodness.
That because their estate was not very large, they didn't have taxation issues, But they really wanted ease to spouse. They wanted to get more organized now and clean up title. They wanted to avoid court twice, not just once. And that was a reminder, you know, we all have lenses that we mm-hmm. see things through. And so I've just tried to broaden my questions now. And sometimes I kind of, when clients are choosing a plan, I have them put in their own words. Now, what do you see as the benefit of doing this will plan? Or what do you see as the benefit of this trust plan? And it kind of solidifies their understanding. I want to make sure it's about them. It's not about me.
Absolutely. And you just said something that's amazing to me, because how many of us think that it's okay to just, if I don't have a lot of assets, I don't need stuff like that. But it's not necessarily. I mean, almost if you have any sort of assets, you need to think about these things.
Well, we all need estate planning. We really do. Even my kids, they don't own much in the way of assets, but they have powers of attorney. They have mm-hmm. healthcare powers, HIPAA authorizations. They don't need a will. Really, they right. don't. Once you own, you know, a home, then you need a will or a trust. You know, if you've got minor children, you need a will just to list guardians. It doesn't even matter if you have assets. You need to list who would do the care
right.
for them. So we all need estate planning documents. The question is which kinds, which ones fit the needs.
Sure, sure. And so...
And people don't know what they need.
Right? Exactly.
They don't know what they don't know. And so it just takes a chance to meet with people.
And so as we grow and evolve in families and grow our assets, we're going to have to review things from time to time.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, we kind of have a rule of thumb. We like to encourage our clients to come in every 3 years for a quick look. You know, kind of a free review. If there's nothing to change, there's no fee. If there's something to change, it depends on, are we changing two agents and a specific bequest? Are we switching from a will plan to a trust plan, or kind of in the stages of life? Maybe they want to protect their assets from the state or from Medicaid. You know, that might be a complete redo. You know?
Wow, that's great. So we are talking to Stephen Waltar from Legacy Estate Planning in Bellevue. And Steve is here just letting us get to know him a little bit. And Steve, tell us a little bit about your work in the community. What kind of things are you involved in?
Well, I'm a member of Bell Press, big old church in Bellevue. And we, you know, the men's programs and some of the couples programs, we're going to be deacons pretty soon, my wife and I.
That's wonderful.
Personally, I like to row, and I have a daughter that rows at UW and another daughter that's...
And you're a big Husky fan.
Big Husky fan, yeah.
And you're still, a Seahawk fan.
Seahawks is the Mariners. Yeah, up, down, you know. So, yeah, definitely pretty true to the local groups here.
Yeah. Well, you've been a great support also of what we do with seniors during the holiday season. And that's supporting us in the 12 Days of Goodness, which we will be talking a lot about. And we keep talking about it throughout the year. but you've been a real strong advocate in helping seniors and being there for our community. And I'm just so glad you're here.
Yeah. This is my work and my calling. And I think it's nice to just talk and say it's friendly. You know, sometimes people are scared to come see an attorney, but really it's not that bad.
It's not.
It really isn't that bad.
It's not.
Come on in. And, you know, this is another thing. The reason you want to plan is I've been around long enough that when the parents have passed and the kids have hired us and we've helped them do things, sometimes they say, thank you. Like, I wish, you know, mom and dad, this wasn't that bad. We want right. to be there to help with the trust administration or the probate. We want to help pass things on. We also help with that.
And, you know, you never can realize that things, like you say, always can change in the future. And I know that, you know, when my stepmother passed away and all of a sudden the trust was passing on to us, it was a very quick process just because my father had proper paperwork in place, and all of a sudden, you know, there was no questions, there was no arguing with the family members. We all knew that it was all handled. Nobody was arguing about anything.
The last thing that people want is their family fighting over their assets, their estate, their legacy. I changed my firm to Legacy Estate Planning because that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
How do we reach you?
Oh, you can reach me by phone at 425-455-6788, 425-455-6788, or go to the website at waltar.com. That's waltar.com.
Steve, I'm so glad you're here. Thanks.
You're welcome.
This has been a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Legacy Estate Planning with Stephen Waltar. For more information for Legacy Estate Planning, go to waltar.com. That's W-A-L-T-A-R.com.